Turn in your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Revelation, the last book of your Bibles, and the first chapter, Revelation chapter 1, and I'm going to begin our scripture reading in the first verse. I think in our bulletin it probably says you want to read through verse 20. I believe I'll stop our reading after verse number 8. Revelation, the first chapter, beginning with the first verse. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, unto the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Let us pray. Father, now as we enter into a consideration of this glorious last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, Father, may your Spirit lead us and direct us. May you protect us from words after man's wisdom. But, O Lord, this morning, may you reveal to us the glorious promises, the glorious blessings promised to the people of God. And we pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. We are all familiar with the Beatitudes. Someone tell me where the Beatitudes are found.
Matthew.
Yes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. And so on. We are all familiar with what we call the Beatitudes. But this morning, we're going to consider the other set of Beatitudes. Not the Beatitudes that Jesus spoke on the mountain there when he gave the Sermon on the Mount, but rather the Beatitudes which Jesus spoke to the church and to the seven churches of Asia. These Beatitudes are found in the book of Revelation. And you'll notice there, when we read in verse 3 of chapter 1, the first of the Beatitudes of the Apocalypse, or the Beatitudes of the book of Revelation. Look with me again at Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. First of all, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear. But then turn over to chapter 14 of Revelation. Turn with me to the 14th chapter of Revelation and verse 13. And here we find the second Beatitude. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Turn now to chapter 16 of Revelation, and verse 15. Chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 19, verse 9. And he said unto me, Write, blessed is he which is called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are true sayings of God. Turn to chapter 20 and verse 6. Chapter 20 and verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Chapter 27, verse 7. Chapter 22, verse 7. 22, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this book. And again in chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. Now, I guess about four or five weeks ago, began to scratch out a message from these seven blessings, these seven beatitudes in the book of Revelation. Along about Tuesday of this week, I realized that there was no way that we could even begin to scratch the surface. So I divided it into two messages, chapter 1, verse 3, chapter 16, verse 15, chapter 19, verse 9, and chapter 27, verse 7 being the message for this morning, and then chapter 14, 13, 26, and 22, 14 for next Sunday. Early this morning, I went through my notes and realized maybe we've bit off more than we can chew here. And so most likely we will not cover all of those today. But rather, I believe this is quickly turning into at least three messages. Folks, there's a lot here. And it is thrilling to follow these verses and look at the various words and see how those words interact with other verses and how they're used in Scripture. Folks, there's food for the soul here. So I hope your soul's hungry. Mm-hmm. We know what it is to be blessed. We're familiar with that word, blessed. It's the same word there in Matthew 5 that we find in these seven instances here in the book of Revelation. Its basic meaning is to be happy. Its basic meaning is to be satisfied, to be fulfilled. Happiness is really what men are seeking for. People got huge, big Christmas gifts because they thought it would make them happy. People seek a new career because they think it'll make them happy. But folks, the world's an unhappy place. And the man without Christ has no way to be happy. The man without Christ, all he has is the perishing things of this world. But we find here in these verses the secret to true happiness. True happiness is found in fellowship with Jesus Christ. True happiness is found in alignment with Jesus Christ. And so men kill themselves because they're unhappy. Now we do not begin to suggest that the child of God lives in some rosy fairy tale world and never has a problem. In this life ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. And what Paul was saying there is, I can suffer all things through Christ. We can endure. And so, let us go into this book of Revelation and see what it teaches us about being truly blessed, about being truly fulfilled, being truly happy. And so we're going to begin there in the first chapter with verse 3. And I read it to you again. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. First of all, blessed is he that readeth the words of this prophecy, because the time's at hand. The days are short, and blessed, happy is he who reads the words of this prophecy. You see, God gave us his word to be read. He gave it to us for us to read. In Luke 4, we find Christ in the synagogue, and it says in Luke 4:15, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all, and he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. And as his custom was, in other words, as the custom of Christ, what he usually did, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. I'm sure most of you have either heard of or seen an advertisement for, or maybe have gone to a book reading where the author of a book will come to a bookstore and the author will read the book. That's kind of exciting. It's kind of neat. And a lot of people will go and get the author to actually sign their copy of the book. Can you imagine being in the synagogue when the author of the book stands up to read it? You can then understand the disdain when he read from the book of Isaiah and he said, "Today this prophecy is fulfilled in your ears." And he shut the book and sat down and they all stared at him. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to him that readeth. But first, folks in Scripture, we must always go first to Christ. What a blessing it was for Jesus to stand there in the synagogue of Nazareth. What was he doing there, folks? Well, he was there to read as was his custom, but folks, he was there to die. He had come to give his life a ransom for many. Indeed, blessed is the Lord Christ who stood in the synagogue of Nazareth and read his own words to the people. Hallelujah! What a Savior who has come to earth. Oh, how blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. He's in the synagogue of Nazareth and he's reading the Holy Word. Could there be anyone more blessed than he? And yet, folks, this word blessed means happy. And yet this one who is standing in the synagogue of Nazareth and is reading the word is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Indeed, folks, blessed is this one. Blessed is this one who stands on that day in the synagogue of Nazareth, stands among cockroaches, stands among worms, stands among wretched ones, and reads the glorious word of God. But folks, there's more there. Because we can enter into that same blessedness in reading this precious book. Mm-hmm. I've told you before, I tend towards, I can be quite the pessimist. But I assure you, you cannot read the Word of God without being blessed. You cannot read this book without it thrilling your soul. Oh, you may have to read a few chapters. You may have to be diligent about it. But blessed is he that readeth the words of this prophecy. in Acts 15, verse 21, a condemnation of the children of Israel, of the Jews of Christ's day. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. The word of God was read every Sabbath day. Glorious, blessed is he that readeth this, the words of this prophecy. And so we find, first of all, that God gave his word that it may be read. The written word is able to be read. We are blessed to have the word of God imprint in our language. A young man that graduated from high school with my wife, he and his wife have spent, they're still there in Papua New Guinea. They spent about a dozen years up on top of a mountain with a tribe that had never had the gospel, with a tribe that did not have the word of God, in an area with no electricity, with an early primitive solar panel and a computer translating the word of God. What a blessing it is to have this book in writing, to read it. You realize that the Catholic Church for over a century would put to death anyone who had a copy of the Bible. And they put to death men who translated the Bible. God gave his word in writing to be read. And blessed. Just as blessed as the poor in spirit. Just as blessed as those that mourn. Just as blessed as any other is he that readeth the words of this prophecy. But not only did God give his word in writing that it might be read, he put it in writing that it might be preserved. And of course, we as a congregation hold to and love Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation and forever. But what is the heart of verse 7? Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. You see, much of the history that we have of the world is what we call oral history. In other words, it was passed on, one man spoke it to another man, another man spoke it to another. When I was a kid in youth meeting, we used to play a game where we would pull a little sentence or two out of a hat, and the first person would read it, but he was the only one that ever read it. And then he would whisper in the ear of the person beside him what he had just read. And you would go all the way around the circle, and the last person had to tell the tale. And it was never anything like what it started out to be. You see, when something is just told mouth to mouth, mouth to ear, it changes. It varies. But we have the written word of God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It was written down for us because a written word is unchangeable. A written word is preserved from this time and forever. And so God has given us the written word. Now, what does that mean? There's a great blessing to those that read it. But that's not where the verse ends. For if you look again at Revelation 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. And notice there's a change in person, or change in plurality. Blessed is he that readeth, and they, plural, that hear. And we've seen already where it was the habit of Christ to go into the synagogue and read the word of God. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear. You see, we need to read the word of God to our children. We need to read the word of God to our grandchildren. We need to read the word of God to the sick. We need to read the word of God to the infirm, to the aged whose eyes are failing them. We need to read the word of God to the illiterate who cannot read it for themselves. When Penny and I were very young, the Lord allowed us to go to Jamaica. And back in the 80s, when we first got there, illiteracy was pretty high. About 65% of the country at that time could not read. And I realized early on that the only scripture most of the people in the congregation would hear for the week was what they heard in church on Sunday, because they couldn't read it for themselves. And I read a lot of scripture when I preach. I kind of developed that pattern early on. And I've told you before, folks, I don't have anything inspired to say to you, but I read to you from the inspired word. Mm-hmm. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. There's a twofold thing here. Mm-hmm. We need to read the word of God. Find some older person that their eyes have failed and read the word of God to them. Our sister sends out scripture verses on a pretty much daily basis to encourage people to read the word of God. We're approaching a new year. We have new reading schedules. I would encourage you to take one. They're on the table in the foyer. Read the word of God. If you don't want to use this reading schedule, find another one. There's a lot of them online, but read the word of God. And I would like to challenge us as a congregation, each and every one of us, to read the word of God, every word of it, in 2024. Blessed are they that hear the words of this prophecy, for the time is at hand. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Luke 11, and it came to pass that as he spake these things, a certain woman in the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. But he said unto her, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Boy, that doesn't put a knot in the chain of Mary. Oh, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps that gave thee suck. And Christ says, no. Blessed is he that readeth this book, readeth the word of God, and keepeth it. In 2 Peter 1, we read in verse 16, For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And then dropping down to verse 19, For we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto we do well to take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Folks, we have the word of God. We need to read it. Blessed is he that readeth. But not only is blessed he that readeth the word, and blessed are they that hear, but look further in the verse. Blessed is he that readeth the word, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Not forgetful hearers, not looking into the perfect law of liberty as a man beholds his face in a glass and goes away forgetting what manner of man he is. But oh, may we keep those things. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And so we're there in Revelation 1 verse 13, but turn with me to Revelation 22 verse 7. Revelation 22, verse 7. We're going to kind of link these two together. This is another one of the blessed. Revelation 22, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this book. I want to pause on that word keep for a while. We understand what it is to read the word of God. Blessed is he that readeth this prophecy. We understand what it is to hear the word of God. Blessed are they that hear the words of this prophecy. But what does it mean, blessed are they that keep the words of this prophecy? This word keep has several meanings according to the Bible dictionaries. It means to attend to carefully. It means to take care of or to treasure. It means to guard or to watch. And it means to observe or to follow. When Christ was giving directions to the disciples in Matthew 28, and verse 19 and 20, he said this, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded thee. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." That word to observe, teach them to observe all things which I have commanded thee, is this same word keep. Now we find here in Revelation 3:1 and in Revelation 22 verse 7 that there's a blessing for those that keep the words of this prophecy. They observe them. Ah, they pay close heed to them. And then again, we read in John chapter 8, verse 51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if any man keep my sayings, he shall never see death." Blessed are they that keep this word, because these are the words of life. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Those that keep these sayings, they shall not die. Hallelujah, that's a blessed man. Blessed is he that keepeth the words of this prophecy. John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my," what? "Commandments." Commandments. You see how it all fits together. How it's all unified. Indeed, blessed is he that keepeth God's commandments. But this word becomes even more precious to us, because God the Father and God the Son keep the believers. John 17, verse 11 and through 12. "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was in the world, I have kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world," verse 15, "but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." Remember that word means to attend to carefully? He attends to me carefully. The angel of the Lord campeth round about them that fear him. Remember that word means to take care of or to treasure. He takes care of me and I am his special treasure. Remember that word means to watch or to guard. Keep them from the evil. Guard them from the evil. But then there's one more. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven." And that reserved is the same word keep. He keeps my reward for him. This word is found frequently in the New Testament. In chapter 3 verse 3. Where he says, "Remember therefore how thou received and heard, and hold fast and repent." The hold fast that we find in Revelation is the same word to keep. The church of Philadelphia, "Thou hast little strength and hast kept my word." It's the same word. And again in 3:10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my promise." But there's still more yet in this third verse of chapter 1. Look with me at it again. "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein." Why? For the times at hand. John, there on the Isle of Patmos, was recording these words that were given to him by the angel coming from God the Father to Christ, Christ to the angel to John. The times at hand, John. Yeah, I know you're in exile. I know you're the last of the disciples. The rest have been put to death. Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear and keep. For the time is at hand. The time is at hand. The time's short. And we notice this in both 1:3 and also in the parallel in verse in chapter 22, verse 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth these sayings." Behold, I come quickly. And that takes us into the second one of these blessings I want us to consider, which is in Revelation 16, verse 15. Revelation 16, verse 15. The first two we looked at were in chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 22, verse 7, both dealing with the Word of God. But then look at 16, 15. Behold, I come as a thief in the night. What's he talking about? The soon return. Mm-hmm. When we're not ready for it, when we're not looking, he's coming. Behold, I come as a thief in the night. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Okay, blessed is he that watcheth. Here's keepeth, but now it's not keep his word, but keepeth his garments. And folks, I've got 4 pages of notes on this one verse. And I really think we need to pay it close heed. So we're going to stop here. This is kind of where I expected to get to today. We're going to stop here. But folks, I hope your appetite's wet. I hope you're hungering for these verses because there is so much here. We're going to try to cover the rest of them in 2 messages. But this study may go way beyond that. So let's just close there with the reading of verse 16. And Lord willing, as he gives us grace, we will pick up again next week and consider the blessedness of he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest his nakedness appear and they see his shame. Let us stand for prayer at that point. Father, we thank you for the glories of this book. We thank you, Lord, that indeed the entrance of thy word giveth light. We thank you, Father, that we can't take it casually. We thank you, Lord, that we go into it with a frown, but we come out with a smile. Mm. Lord, how this indeed is a balm to the soul when our hearts are heavy, when we're discouraged. Lord, you give us verses. You bring verses to mind. You enlighten our darkness with thy truth. Indeed, what a great blessing it was that Christ stood there in the synagogue of Nazareth. How blessed he was, and how blessed we are to follow in his train. Blessed is he that readeth. How blessed they are that hear the word of God. Lord, how many people have lived in primitive tribes and were born, lived, and died and never heard this word? Oh, how blessed are they that hear the word. And God, how much more blessed are they that keep thy word. Father, help us not only to be hearers, but to be doers. Yeah. May we keep this precious word, we pray. And Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.